Dreamscape presents Marrying My Billionaire Boss by Nadia Lee. Narrated by Tim Page and Savannah Peachwood.
Chapter 1. Nate. I hear the cuckoo clock in the living room go off 7 times, and my whole body starts to tighten, like a dog that just knows it's playtime. The security monitor beeps on my phone, causing my heart to skip a beat. That'll be Evie walking into my Malibu home. Since she started as my assistant 9 months ago, she's never missed a day of work or been late even once. I exit the bathroom, nothing but a towel around my hips as she comes into my bedroom. She's tied her wavy golden hair loosely today, and I love the reddish color of her lipstick because her mouth looks so delectably delicious in that shade. Her pink dress flatters the soft swell of her breasts and the beautiful lines of her waist and hips. There isn't even a hint of anything inappropriate or flirty about the outfit, alas. I'm parading around practically naked in front of her, but her gorgeous cornflower blue eyes never stray below my chin. A lesser man would be crushed, but I'm Nate fucking Sterling, and damn it, I know I look good. Women fawn over me. They think they're so subtle, but they always cop a feel, or at least a look. Not Evie, though. She's immune. Don't know why. She's not blind or a lesbian. I haven't done anything to repulse her, as far as I can tell. I've been working my ass off in the gym to gain more muscle around my biceps and chest and put more definition on my abs, but even with everything on full display, I don't think she's noticed. "Good morning," she says, walking into my gigantic closet. "Morning." I sit down at the edge of my bed to watch. Just because she doesn't check me out doesn't mean I can't check her out. Her ass looks amazing in that dress. Actually, her ass looks amazing in anything. It would look amazing in a potato sack 4 sizes too large. "You have a visit at the Sterling Medical Center this morning on your way to the office, so how about something conservative?" She picks out a charcoal bespoke suit and a slim silver blue tie, along with a pair of polished loafers. "Yes, that'll do nicely. She has great taste. I wouldn't let her pick my outfits otherwise, no matter how hot she was."
"Glad you approve, Mr. Sterling."
Mr. Sterling. We've been working together closely for the best part of a year, and she still refuses to call me Nate. So I started to call her Ms. Parker just to show her how silly it is to be so formal, which turned out to be a huge tactical error because she seems to actually enjoy being called Ms. Parker. Okay, so she's from the Midwest. It's probably more traditional than here in LA.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?